This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Gina Latuca from the SPCA serving Erie County is with us in studio this morning as we get ready for the weekend, the Bills and the Chiefs, and I've got an adorable pup who'd be great on the couch for this game.
Oh, yes. This girl, 2.5 years old, her name is Nova, and I have her profile. We keep a diary. You know, they have a little journal in the back, and this is how we start learning what the dogs are all about. You know, we have several volunteers. We have different staff members. Sometimes people have different experiences with these animals, and if we don't collect all of that in one place, you don't really get as much of a read as you can in a shelter on what that animal's all about. So we have her little journal, and I just have to share some of the notes about this dog. Wonderful for doggy entourage. Seems like she would do well with children, well with other dogs. But here's the thing. I won't say a specific brand name, but this particular brand of food that we will share with a potential adopter, she eats beef, pea, and brown rice dry food. She's a grazer. Leave food out. Just what every girl wants is to have her dietary habits discussed on News Radio 930 WBE. But we've started noticing when she first went up for adoption, she wasn't eating well. And we thought, oh boy, is she sick? Is there trouble? We brought her in the back, all these exams. And we started noticing, you know, these different dogs have different dietary, nutritional, and eating habits. Now, some of them, she's way too much of a lady for this, but some of the dogs tend to eat rather quickly. We find this sometimes with dogs who are rescued from puppy mill environments where 40 dogs will be in a small cage, a handful of food is thrown once a day, and the dogs are fighting to get at that food. We'll find that there are some dogs that just tend to want to eat very quickly, and we'll try to work with that behavior, monitor that behavior. We get them the maze feeders. We will feed small amounts throughout the day. There are just different ways to monitor that. We noticed she really wasn't eating when she was fed, and what we started learning, because all these notes have been put together in her journal or diary, we started noticing she's a grazer. And a lot of people are like that. You know, rather than your three main meals and two snacks in between, there are people who just kind of graze all day. And we have found that that's what Nova enjoys.
I think that's perfectly fine.
I do too, yes.
The opposite of mine. I wish my dogs were a grazer. You know, it would be so nice and easy to leave a little food out, right? And then instead, if there's any food left out, I mean, if I opened up the tub, it would all be gone in 60 seconds, you know, of all their food. It's great. You got to keep it under lock and key with my dogs. It's nuts. Wow.
And then the poor dog who's a slower eater, because does the first dog kind of push his way in?
No, they know better than that, because they'll be savagely attacked.
They're boundaries.
they know better than to do that. Good. Well, look, I love Nova. You could see Nova's photo at your SPCA, at WBEN. I also love the photo. We were talking about last week the dog that you found quills in his face or her face.
Yes.
And I couldn't believe this was the same dog when I saw the photo after all those quills were removed. It's unbelievable.
More than, I think the count ended up being more than 100 once everything was said and done.
That's crazy.
So think about it. I mean, I know we touched on this last week, But you have to think about the fact that this dog had to be in tremendous pain. She was so thin. We're sure because she was a stray for a while, and then she wasn't eating because it had to hurt. When all those porcupine quills are in a dog's mouth, how comfortable can eating be? So now you're a stray, so food's hard to find anyway. No grazing for, you know, this dog, for Frida. Plus, when she did find something to eat, it had to hurt. So now here's this dog who's very hungry in all this pain. As they were doing the initial exam, before any sedation, before any anesthesia, her tail was wagging. That says a lot about a dog.
Who, for sure.
You know, you could take the sweetest dog, and under those circumstances, with all those triggers, that dog might try growling. But, you know, everything hurts now. And her tail was still wagging. So now, imagine her with all of these quills out. She's been in Phil's office, Phil, one of our employees, and she's just been loving life. She's even sweeter.
She's so appreciative, I bet.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Yes.
Grateful.
I think they know.
Well,
they
I'm taking
too.
A look at her, and I'm thinking this is a dog that's going to be... What, does Phil have dibs? Because this, I would imagine this is going to be taken up by somebody who's over at the SPCA every day because it's such a nice looking dog.
You know, I can't lie. There are times where we have wanted to do that, but we could never. We could never do that. The only time that there is that little bit of, not a little bit of preference, a whole lot of preference, is if you're a foster family. Because, you know, here we are telling people, can you shelter this animal? We pay for everything. We pay for the food, any medical supplies, any equipment, but can you just bring this animal into your home for whatever period of time and love this animal, and oops, it's adoption time, is that, you know, bring the animal in now, say goodbye. Well, of course we couldn't do that. We always give foster families or people they know preference to adopt first. So if someone is interested in becoming a foster family and having that preference to adopt before an animal hits the adoption floor, consider becoming a foster family. But we're not saying that Frida is going to need foster. There were a lot of people really hoping, so we did have a foster waiting list so that someone could have first crack at adoption. But she put on 7 pounds already. Just in the week that we've had her. Again, what every girl wants is her weight discussed on News Radio 9:30. She's put on 7 pounds already, and she needed it.
She looks great.
Look happy?
Yes.
We should give her a job. She looks thrilled to be there.
She does.
The newsroom dog.
Yeah. Love
it. She should live
with
us. No, she will be going up for adoption at some point once we know that she's got enough weight put on. She's already spayed, so that's done. And, you know, we'll see. People should keep watching yourspca.org. Our adoption page is in real time. So the minute an animal hits the adoption floor, the listing goes up. I know that a lot of people have expressed interest in her, so there are people who are just refreshing that page all day. I think once her listing goes up, I have a feeling that within an hour...
Oh, it's going to be like Black Friday.
The listing will come down.
It's going to be like, you know, ladies mowing each other down at the doors of a Walmart.
Like the Cabbage Patch doll craze of, 1978 or whatever it was. I think it will be like that, and that's when people start saying, I never saw that she went up for adoption. Did you do something behind the scenes at the SPCA? Mm-hmm. No, chances are her listing was up for about 20 minutes.
And that's it.
It's like a Taylor Swift ticket. You got to be online in the queue, refresh.
We should have named her Taylor Swift because I have a feeling that's what's going to be happening with Frida Kahlo.
Oh, you got to check out Frida's picture.
Yeah.
Just what a difference in
a week.
She's
so happy.
Just amazing. Yeah, check that out over at yourspca.org.
That's
check,
right.
You know, the Animals on the Airwaves page while you're there for adoptable animals.
Yes.
And you're still getting... Are fosters coming in because you've kind of been making a plea?
Well, we are starting a new program. There have been various situations, and what we've realized is we sat down with a number of behaviorists, a number of trainers. When animals come to us at a certain age, we need to do a little more to get those animals into a foster home rather than having them in the shelter. So we started looking at animals who come to us who are under 7 months of age. And I should specifically say dogs. When dogs come to us at that point, what we've realized is if that dog is with us longer than 5, 6, 7 days, we now need to get that animal out of the shelter and into a foster home. Now, in the past, those were the animals that went more quickly because it's a younger animal. It's a puppy. You know, I don't want 8 weeks, but I also don't want 8 years. Here's an animal that's still considered a puppy, a dog that's only 7, 6 months of age. I'd like to bring that animal into my home, but we're realizing that it's taking a little bit longer now. Adoptions nationwide are down. We can't get around that fact anymore. So we've got to work with that. If an animal is with us at 4, 5, 6, 7 months of age, and we're not able to give that animal 100% of our puppy attention, what's going to happen? We're realizing it's doing a little more damage than good having them on the adoption floor. So we're going to be doing a big push for foster homes for puppies 7 months and younger. If this sounds appealing to anyone, please give us a call. You'll find all the information, yourspca.org.
Great program to get involved in.
Gina, absolutely. Thank you so much.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.